Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Curses! Somebody must have walked under a ladder on these hexed movie sets. Do these actors, movies, and TV shows have bad luck or a full-on curse? You decide with the witches. They didn't curse anybody. Promise. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Errol.
Hey, witches. It is time for another exciting episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Joining me today is the Bad Witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And the Man Witch, Daryl Brown.
Hidely ho, folks. I said your words, damn it. That's Man Witch with two N's.
You're always hijacking my language.
I feel like I should be that neighbor.
You're kind of like that.
That's for Patreon. Okay
well, and I'm your good witch.
Yeah, we got our good witch over here that has her own catchphrase. I can't seem to catch my own phrase.
At least you say two N's or whatever. I'm like, hi.
I robbed from somebody and all this and that.
Been
yeah.
5 years of hi.
But it's been 5 years of glistful highs. We love it, Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we could have another contest with the Patreons. What should Lisa's tagline be?
Definitely not glistful.
What was that? Yeah, that's great.
It sounds shiny. It sounds happy and shiny. Maybe a little oily.
But I've been staying up late at night writing my own words. I'm going to be the next Gary Busey.
Oh my God, I totally got a tummy chuck from that.
See? Tummy chucking.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you understand English, you might not understand this, but this is what we're doing. Oh my God. Guys, this episode is called Born Under a Bad Sign. And it's about cursed celebrities and movie sets and scary shit like that. We're really excited about it. But before that, we've got a little It's My Life for you. Do you want to know what we're doing? Because we're going to tell you whether you want to know it or not.
Coming at you.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. It's My Life. You were only gone for 2 seconds because you just heard that little song there.
Just that little bit.
Yeah, the little song that we put in. Would you guys like to sing it with me? Just kidding.
It's just perfect.
Yeah, so what are we doing right now, you guys? Let's talk about what we're doing and what's going on. Who wants to start?
Well, I've had a lot of people checking in, checking in on your man, which making sure I'm okay after that devastating Game 7 loss that the Avalanche had. We had a good lead going. It looked like we were going to take Game 7. But by the magic of refereeing and shitty refereeing, Dallas came back to win it. And wouldn't it be just the perfect story? The guy that we traded away is the guy that scored a hat trick and ended up getting 4 points in the game against us.
Rantman?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's... what would you call it? That's a drama.
That's a divine intervention. No, what's it?
I think it's irony.
Irony, yeah. It's a very
unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah.
I did see on the Avalanche fan group that Rantanen scored the first hat trick for the Avalanche this season and the last hat trick against the Avalanche this season.
Whoa, what a stat.
So, yeah.
Keep that in your little repertoire when we go play bar trivia.
Oh, yeah. That'll,
seriously.
It'll be gone right
that right
this.
There would be a good winner. Yeah.
Yeah, Avalanche trivia. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so funny because I mean, even right after the game, my phone started blowing up. Are you okay? Is this okay? I'm like, it's fine. You know? I mean,
you wouldn't have thought so during the game, though.
Well, during the game, I was having a little, yeah.
It's funny. I did not... record him during the Avalanche game because I was too into it to watch it and stuff. But I did actually, he doesn't know this, I recorded him the other night while the Blues were playing the Winnipeg Jets. And oh my God, you guys, I will let you watch it first, Daryl.
How was his sportsmanship?
It's so funny because it just has him in every, like, first of all, the first thing he does, as with everything else, is he goes, Lisa! Like, it's my fault. So there's that.
Neither one of you play on any NHL teams.
No. And then he paces, and then he yells at the TV, and then it's so, and if you could imagine, like, if I put this on our Facebook page, it's 100 times more with the avalanche. It's so he can't sit down. Uh-huh. He walks into the hall. He walks into the bathroom. He holds his head. And I was just, I would pretend like I was playing a game on my phone and I was recording him.
I love how she gets away with that because I can't ever tell because she plays on her phone all the time, but I just love it. I got to remember to keep my clothes on.
Yeah. Those ones are for later.
Yeah. Well.
For the $30
pay. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you'd like to see that.
$30 that we pay them.
Yeah. I'll do anything for money.
Sorry about that. But no, it was kind of funny. So, like, I'm good. And in my mind, I'm like, well, there's really nobody else I really care that's going on. So it'll free up some time. And then all of a sudden, I forgot that the Blues were playing the next night. I'm like, oh, man, I'm a Blues fan. But they ended up losing. But now that the Jets are playing Dallas, I'm like, I'm going to be involved in that because I really want the Jets to knock Dallas down, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's good. We did start a couple other shows right away to kind of get my mind off of it. So we're like, okay, let's get this over with. I had to sadly put the jerseys that I hang up on each side of my fireplace for good luck. I was sad taking those down and everything, but
putting them back in the closet.
See you guys.
So many rituals.
You don't even know.
But that's my life as of right now. I'm excited for summer to come.
Yeah.
Yes.
What I have going on is, like I've said before, we're moving the salon. We're just moving it downstairs. So we're selling everything in the boutique because we don't know what we can and what we can't. It's the new place is about not even a third of the size of the old place. And so we don't know what we're going to be able to bring. So we're going to try to get everything new. So everything's on sale. I'd like to have a day where everybody just come and shop, but feel free to do that anytime.
Anytime, yeah.
Just text me, make sure I'm there or Daryl's there or we're both there or we're not there. And
we'll leave a key.
We'll leave a key. Just take what you want and leave a dollar. But I'm making deals. I'm trying to get rid of everything. So let me know if you want anything. Also, we're having I don't want to say a community, like a witchy garage sale.
Yeah, it's a GWDBW.
Witchy garage sale.
It's a garage sale.
Garage sale. At Shelley's house. It's, do you want to give out the address?
I'll do it probably on our Facebook page, which is Good Witch - Bad Witch Facebook group book.
Yeah. And stuff. So it'll be it's getting closer and stuff, she'll put the address on there. But it's going to be the 23rd and the 24th of May this coming month.
Or but you have like to be on our Facebook group. And so it is Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook group.
Yeah.
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 Podcast Facebook
group. And then you guys probably, will you mention something on your regular Facebook pages as well?
Oh, yeah. And also for Lisa and Daryl's boutique sales, do you want to mention the page for people to go to if they don't live around here?
Yeah, you can go onto our Facebook page. It's Legends 33 Blue Line Boutique.
Lots of really cute earrings and leggings and fun custom things.
I've been trying to put everything up. It's a whirlwind right now, trying to get everything figured out and stuff. But if you're looking for anything in particular, just ask. You want earrings, you want, I don't know. I have so much stuff.
There's a lot of one-offs, like long shirts or hoodies or that sort of thing, accessories, jewelry.
Uh-huh. But, still some leggings.
Yeah. And it sounds like you guys are going to keep it up with your pre-ordered business.
Yeah. Okay. We'll still have the Facebook page going on. We'll do pre-orders. I'll even do RTS, which is ready to ship, which means it'll ship right from my designer to you and stuff like that. And so, we're still in business. We just won't have
big storefront as we did before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The garage sale, if you guys want to come, it is Friday and Saturday, March 23rd and the 24th. Like I said, I'll post the address up on the Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook page. But anyway, there is going to be a bunch of cool things. There's like wrapped and new and vintage toys and clothes and handmade stuff. So there's some crafts, small furniture. You guys have some awesome things from your boutique that you're going to come and bring.
Clothes.
Uh-huh. And so anyway, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll have a cooler beer and maybe one of the kids will bring a lemonade stand or something.
Oh,
because I'm not building it for him.
Nope.
But anyway, you don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time.
No, you don't.
The garage sale.
We might take our clothes off. Yes. Because I am not above doing anything for money.
Can I have a lemon shot stand?
Oh, the price is right. And so many crafts and craft books and cookbooks and bookity books. So anyway, that's May.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it's a garage sale, but there's a lot of good stuff. Shelley's mom has these really cute bags that she made. Mm-hmm. How many would you say?
Dozens.
Dozens and dozens. I actually already took one that I wanted. And they're so, so cute. So all that stuff's going to be there. So it's going to be kind of like a craft show / garage sale.
It's an extravaganza. Yeah.
And the fun thing is, it's a good time for you guys to get out and see your witches, because all three of us are going to be hosting it, putting
it on.
And hopefully we'll have a sighting of Little Santa.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
He'll be there for a little bit.
He should be on the roof with a sign.
Yeah.
Twirling a sign in a Santa suit.
I think there's going to be a ridiculous amount of redheads there, because my family's going to be coming and going. I do have an old-fashioned charcoal grill I'm trying to get rid of, too. Okay. So if you just want to, like, pull up your ankle socks and, you know, wear your tennis shoes and act like King of the Hill and sell propane and propane accessories, I'm here for you.
Right. Good. Good. Yay. Okay.
Indeed. Oh, do you want to know what's going on in It's My Life?
Yeah.
No, I thought that was it.
No,
oh, no, she's got
that
more.
That isn't my life.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, may I say that your hair looks shiny and dashing. Looks like you got your color did and the bangs just cut. It looks really nice.
I did get my bangs just cut. That's me. I'm so sorry, you guys.
I thought that was her heart getting turned on, but you were talking about
that.
You
were so excited.
Yeah, it was an EKG. That's so funny. I had my ringer off, but it was just...
On vibrate.
Yeah, it's a survey call, if anybody was wondering.
It is pretty crazy with our phones off, how loud they can be with the vibration. And how much these microphones pick up.
But I just get my bangs cut. My hair is not... it's going to be colored a week from Sunday. So I'm at the end of my hair coloring, but thank you.
I only used it as a stairway to my store.
Okay, perfect.
But it really does look nice. I can see your eyebrows. It looks great.
Yay.
So anyway, I was at the plasma place donating yesterday, and I got a text from my friend Dark Shayla, and she's like, hey, I need a model for wash, a blowout, and hairstyle. And are you available today? I'm like, as it turns out, darn tootin'. So as soon as I'm done with plasma, I'll come down and see you. So she owns the franchise Blow, BLO, in Centennial, Blow Centennial. And it's just as fun as it sounds, because when you pull up, there's a neon sign in the window that says, because you can't blow yourself.
That is so awesome.
So I came in and they gave me some hot tea and they washed my hair that I just washed that morning and gave me a head massage and did the whole nine yards. And then I got to look in the lookbook and pick out if I want a straight style or a beachy style or a bouncy style or extra volume and shine. And I'm like, I'll take volume and shine. Why wouldn't you? And so they put in all these fun products, and I have leftovers today. But
so
it feels good.
That's what they mostly specialize in, is a blowout?
Yes.
Do they do cuts and colors or not?
Nope.
Just blows.
They
wash
blow
and
you.
Blow. They just blow all day
that
long.
Is
however, when I was done, she's like, you know, I'm sorry if that took too long. I'm like, no, that's fine. She goes, do you have to be anywhere? I'm like, nope. And she goes, well, we do makeup too.
Oh.
And I had a blank face.
Get out of town.
So they did the tint. They did a light look. They did some nudes. Well, not nude paintings, but like nude colors and
paint
my palette.
Me like your French horse.
Yes. And some nice concealer. Ooh, while I was getting my hair done, they had on gel packs under my eyes. And so that was cooling and relaxing. So anyway, I walked out of there a new woman. And that's why I went out with Little Santa last night. I'm like, I wanted to show him my new look.
I was looking at that picture and I was like, wow.
It's the magic of makeup.
You were glowing. You're beautiful woman as it is. But yesterday I was like, holy crap, check this hottie patati out.
It's funny. I'm not making this up because I can't lie.
Yeah.
But I was looking at the picture and I thought that it might have been...
filtered?
Filtered because you looked really young.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then I looked at Brian. I was like, oh, he looks the same. So. No, I'm just kidding.
Brian didn't step into the filter.
He's handsome, young buck.
And he's younger than you.
Yes.
So that's why you look the same age.
But yeah, I think it's good to learn some good skincare and makeup tips.
Always,
because people were saying it took 5 years off. So
Do you know how much that costs
regularly?
I think it's $59 for a wash and a blowout. The makeover, I'm not sure, but they are. I'm going to give them a free plug again. Blow Centennial, but they're going to be super busy this weekend because of prom.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So they're going to have fun. You do that too with nails, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your place blows up. So that's what I'm doing. I am shallow and I look different and it's going to last for a good another 20 hours.
Yay.
Nice. Cool. I like
that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's go out clubbing.
Yeah. In your Wyoming sweatshirt.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll come back with our meat.
Our young meat.
It's a middle entertainment and treats. Musical entertainment and treats. Jazz hands at the end of that for sure. Musical entertainment and treats. On the video, you can see the jazz hands.
Yes. I was thinking I sounded like Maya Rudolph when I said that.
You do. You do.
Okay.
That is soulful.
Yeah, she's great. And I'm great.
Yes.
So this is the meat of the program. We are talking about curses that... Curses!
You have to shake your fist.
If it wasn't for you kids...
meddling kids.
I'd still be at the damn amusement park all alone.
These are celebrities, movie sets, songs, stuff, anything in the entertainment industry that has been what people think are cursed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm going to let Shelley start with the one that I think is the biggest one, which is the Poltergeist set.
Sure. Yep.
So,
yeah.
I knew we'd all have that. It's eerie how many of the actors on that set died and how many way prematurely, very young. Just really, really odd. And if you're not familiar, watch it. You'll be afraid of clowns afterwards, but it's fine.
And TVs.
Or being built on, a burial ground, having your swimming pool on top of a bunch of bones. Very, very scary movie from the early 80s, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. 82, maybe.
But the two most famous deaths from that movie set. So Dominique Dunn, she played the older sister. She is the daughter of Dominic Dunn, who is a journalist and who wrote for Vanity Fair and who did some producing in movies and all this other stuff. And then her brother is a Hollywood family.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother was Griffin Dunn from, I know him best from American Werewolf in London. He played Jack. And anyway, so very, very talented and prolific family, very busy and everything. And after her, okay, so she got murdered by her ex-boyfriend the year that this came out.
Right.
She was 22 years old. And her dad, the journalist, it kind of got him into true crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would start to write things about the corruption in the Hollywood industry and everything else. But that was terrible and tragic.
He was also a big advocate against the Menendez brothers, if I'm not mistaken.
Somebody played him in all of these courtroom dramas.
Yeah.
He was definitely involved in a bunch of that stuff.
And then I think that he changed his tune after a while and stuff like that too. And then he was on their side. I don't remember.
Once he really looked into it and said, wait a minute, I see what's going on.
Came out very recently.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, of course, was very tragic. There was a movie producer that died. There was a bunch of things going on, but the most tragic, of course, was Heather O'Rourke, the little girl that played the daughter that said, "They're coming," or "They're here," or whatever.
I think she's here.
And that poor little girl, she had a retraction in her intestine, I believe, and died of sepsis. So her blood was bleeding.
She was 8, maybe?
Or 9? Yeah, she was very, very little. But all of that happened around the release and making of that movie. People died in the making of the movie as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and I'm not mistaken, and again, I didn't do a lot of research because I knew that Shelley had talked about this and she would, but I don't remember if it was... in the movie, they were on an Indian burial ground, or in real life, they filmed the movie on an Indian burial ground.
The houses that were built in that area were built on top of a burial ground.
So interesting. Look this up and tell me if I'm wrong. I remember, if I'm not mistaken, in the scene where the bodies are coming up in the pool, those were real
Skeletal bones. I heard that the lady that played the mom, I want to say her name's Joanne, but it isn't.
Okay. Let's call it Joanne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, she was in a bunch of movies around that time, mm-hmm. and she was great. But the look of shock on her face was real. I think that she didn't know that that was coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They planted that to scare the hell out of her. I don't know that the set was actually on top of a cemetery, but it was part of the plot when uh-huh. they were in the swimming pool at the end and they're digging it up. There were bones.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know. I do know that the dad went on to become coach and did very well. And he was not cursed.
Nelson.
And he was in Craig T. Nelson. Mm-hmm. And he was in Parenthood and he was Zeke and he was amazing.
Yeah, he's been
just
great.
Fine. He dodged the curse.
He did. Yeah. He has Indian.
Well, I think both of them did pretty good because the gal that played the mom also played in Brain Fart, the 70s show where The Big Chill.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, she was in much of
She played the hot chick, you know, but, the dad. Yeah.
That little girl, Heather O'Rourke, died in 1988. And I think the movie came out in 84 or something.
Okay.
So she certainly wasn't even 15.
Oh, no, she was little, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So that was, I think, one of the most famous movie sets.
What about the old gal that said, don't look into the light, Caroline?
I think she's still alive.
She's priced.
She was in 16 Candles.
She was?
Yes.
Oh, she was the pianist.
Yes.
Oh.
My sister forgot her veil. She's like, she wasn't impressed with the family at all.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think she did fine, too.
Yeah.
Cabbage face. That's her cabbage face.
Looked round and
oh, bottle. Goodness. Oh,
Daryl, do you have any?
Well, there's a few, but did you kind of look into the Glee period at all?
No, but I talk about Glee that. It is so cursed, and I forgot about that. Thank
Glee
you.
Is very, very cursed. And I was...
The lesbian cheerleader, that's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
She's not really a lesbian.
Her character was a lesbian.
Yeah, and she died. She took her little boy out on a boat ride, like in the middle, and they both fell off the boat. It was like in the middle of a pond. It wasn't even like a lake.
Right.
I don't even know. But she went in after him, threw him back into the boat, and she drowned. And
wow.
They found him. I think he was 4.
Oh, nightmare. And she was so talented and beautiful.
There's a documentary about this. I want to see it. But she passed away, and then so did... the guy who played Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what started the whole thing. It says the curse for this began when Corey Monteith.
Yeah, yeah. Monteith.
Yeah. Who died of a drug overdose at age 31. Mm-hmm. And then shortly following after that in 2018, Mark Salling ended his own life after pleading guilty to downloading 50,000 images of children. So
was he the kids' porn. Teacher, the Glee teacher?
No, that he's still
which
still
one's
around.
Mark Salling?
I think he's the one who played Puck.
So don't... then, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then it says, just 2 years later, Naya Riva died by drowning at the age of 33.
Oh, terrible.
So, I mean, bam, bam, bam. I mean, that's pretty close in time
young.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, I think that all of the things, it stemmed from the fact that Lea Michele wouldn't get a nose job.
You should say that Lea Michele gal, because she got canceled due to accusations of racially motivated bullying.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, she should have got a nose job.
Yeah.
No, she did the whole...
She was a schnozectomist.
No. She actually did the whole Barbara Streisand thing. She has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with her nose anyway.
No, she's. Yeah. I was just kidding about that. But she was dating Corey Monteith.
When he died.
Yeah. And stuff. So, yeah, the Glee was very, very cursed.
Yeah, it was like that. Okay, so I thought for sure that you would have had that.
I totally forgot about
me
that.
Me too.
So I'll throw it in, but no, good.
So what had started this is Daryl and I were just, we were like brainstorming on different shows. And even remember why we started talking about her, but we were talking about Pam Dauber.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. She played Mindy on Mork and Mindy.
Yes, beautiful
and,
Mindy.
Yeah, and we were like, well, wait a second. She's kind of cursed in that... I have the hiccups, I'm sorry. And so cursed? What do you mean? And we were talking about that. And it seems like every show that she did a really, really big part of, mm-hmm. her second person, the second lead to mm-hmm. her lead, ended up dying. Rebecca Schaefer in My Sister Sam with her, and she was murdered by a fan in front of her house. That was actually a really interesting story. I mean, she was very, very super young. She played Sam in My Sister Sam.
She's like 19 or 20.
Yeah. And she was waiting for a script. I think mm-hmm. it was The Godfather.
Yeah.
And she answered the door, which she normally wouldn't have because this guy had been stalking her for a while, but he was there. It wasn't the script. He shot her. She died. And it was just tragic. But, and then I read that Pam Dauber had, a reboot comedy show with Robin Williams, and it was the last thing that he filmed before he took his own life.
Wow.
And it didn't go anywhere and stuff. So they were like, yeah, we're not going to, did like a pilot, and it never, everybody was like, yeah, no, we don't like it.
Is Mark Harmon doing okay? That's her husband.
I think that he's okay right now. I do know, Daryl reminded me of this. Mark Harmon's sister was the girl who did KBPI Rocks the Rockies.
Really?
Yeah,
that's right. The pretty blonde.
The hot blonde. Yeah. And his other sister died of a heart attack not too long ago, but that has nothing to do with anything.
But still, what a tragic family. Yeah.
And the other curse that people don't remember that poor Pam Dauber had.
Dauber, yeah.
Yeah. She had to have Jonathan Winters play her son on Morgan and Minnie.
In
an egg.
That is tragic.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she was so beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought she was that cute.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And to each her own. She didn't need no job, so that was good.
I did hear on a podcast, she did an interview with that Rebecca Schaefer thing, and she had some very nice things to say about that young lady. And hopefully, kind of like with the John Lennon assassination, et cetera, it changed some stalking laws, I think, for everybody, not just famous people, of course.
Right.
But, she kept telling her, she's like, don't answer these fan letters, or have an assistant or whatever. But she's just like, no, it was nice of them to write. I'll write back. And some people just don't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so Pam Dauber was the one who started me and Daryl
thinking about it. Yeah.
Gosh, these are good. Yeah. I thought we'd have all the same ones. I had another movie set one. Do you guys remember the movie? I think it was in 79. The Omen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And it scared the commercials. Mm-hmm. Have you ever? I know that you were like me with, When a Stranger Calls.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. We would get terrified from the commercials.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah, how funny.
Or When a Stranger Calls.
Yeah.
But I remember in the commercial, there was some killer Rottweilers, I believe, or Doberman Pinschers. And they were coming after people. And then, there's a scene where a kid falls from like a balcony, and it just looks so, so terrible. But apparently the set was plagued with bad luck also. So before production began, Gregory Peck, who was the main guy in it, his son committed suicide.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
In real life. Producer Newfield's plane was hit by lightning. An animal trainer was killed by a tiger the day after shooting. That laugh would edit it out. Oh, that's not me. I mean, but what are the chances?
No, but I mean, okay, so here's my question on that.
Yeah.
Was the tiger on that set or on a different set?
I don't remember. Exactly.
I don't remember there being a tiger.
After shooting, so it might have been another job.
Yeah.
They had just started... What's the one with Tony Montana?
Yeah, it's like the bad luck was sticking to him.
Tony Montana was.
Special effects supervisor John Richardson worked on a decapitation scene. Another reason why I don't want to see the movie. Then was in a car accident where his passenger was decapitated.
Oh, yikes.
This part, it could be a stretch. It could be real. Maybe I could do a little more research. But there's a nearby Dutch town where this was filmed. The town is called Ommen, O-M-M-E-N.
Uh-huh.
And it's 6.66 kilometers away.
Oh, right. I love those type of stats.
Yeah. Well,
crazy.
I don't know.
Do your research.
Can you give it a goog and do your fucking job? No, I was just going to say, go walk over there and measure it real fast.
6.66 kilometers. Yeah. I wouldn't know a kilometer if it did.
I don't even know how far a kilometer is.
Where's the closest Dutch town that's real scary?
It's called Ommen. Okay.
I think we know the one that's probably one of the biggest in Hollywood and politics and everything, the Kennedy family.
Oh, sure. Oh,
yeah.
It has to be so one of the cursed. Most cursed families, you know.
Tell us about
but
it.
Here's the thing. Yes, no, I do want you to stud to tell us about it. But it kind of makes you wonder, like, is it because, are they really cursed? Or is it because the family's so big that so much stuff happens?
Well, that could be true, too.
Yeah.
Or bad decisions or this and that. Or
yeah.
Would it have happened if they weren't famous?
True.
Probably still.
Yeah.
But if they weren't famous and rich, would they have an airplane?
Right.
Yeah, they wouldn't be, you know, they wouldn't be where they could be, you know, seen. And two assassinations, a plane crash for John F. Kennedy Jr., which he shouldn't have been flying because the weather was bad that day.
Well, he had a bum foot or something.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Well, I don't know about that.
Leg, right.
Oh, yeah, he did have a broken leg.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's controls are all up here. You don't press a gas.
Well, I don't know. Well, I've never drove a plane.
Yeah, the Teddy car accident off the bridge.
Well, yeah, their brother had that thing happen where the girl that was with him died.
Right.
And they said he left the scene, but she probably could have survived if he'd have got down in there and pulled her out of the car. But he left the scene saying he was going to look for help. Well, no, you see if you can help first, then you go look for help afterwards.
Right.
And then they had the one... was it a cousin or something?
Robert Kennedy
that
Smith.
Did the rape in the in the park?
He was acquitted.
Oh,
yeah. But she died too, right?
Yes. No. I think are we saying the same thing? The kid that wasn't rich, his mom was a maid, but she worked for the Kennedys.
I don't know. I thought he was a Kennedy.
He was a yuppie that wasn't that rich. He was always stealing and doing drugs.
There was Robert Kennedy Smith actually. Well, supposedly it was a big trial, one of the first trials on court TV.
Yes,
and
two different yuppies. Yeah,
and he she lived.
Yes.
Then there was the murder of that little blonde girl with putter or the golf club.
Oh shit, that's another one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought he choked her with her panties and
that's the kid whose mom worked for the Kennedy.
Okay, so the curse went on down. So see it even went
down.
I think that they paid for his defense.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's another one.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean just so many different things, you know.
Maria Shriver? Had to marry Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which was a crime in and of itself.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, God. But we're watching
White Lotus,
the first season.
Locus.
And his White Locus. Their son plays on, he's an actor.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
He is such a douchebag in this.
Yeah.
In
and I go,
show.
Wow, that's he's just acting. Like his father. And he acts like a Kennedy. So, but
that, that sure was shows a, you that influence and money doesn't necessarily bring you a happy life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dude's got a worm in his brain.
It also doesn't get you off the hook.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was a pretty big one.
Okay.
Good one.
There you go. Let me find my little notes here. The other one that the Batman Dark Knight.
Ooh, talk about it.
So 2008, the Dark Knight, the Batman saga, is not the only most acclaimed superhero movie of all time. It's also the single comic book films most surrounded by unexpected tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
First, in the course of filming, stuntman Conway Wycliffe, 41, died. Heath Ledger, who refined his career as Oscar-winning role as the Joker, succumbed to suddenly to a drug addiction he kept hidden just a few months before The Dark Knight released. So he died and then won the Oscar for it, which is crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. A month after the film opened, co-star Morgan Freeman was traveling in a car that flipped over on the Mississippi Highway.
Really?
And, of course, the most horrific thing was the mass shooting in Aurora at the opening show of The Dark Knight Rises.
Lisa, incredible.
Yeah.
And you know that that was when he was in that car wreck, Morgan Freeman. He no longer has the use of his left hand.
I did not.
Really?
Know that.
Yeah, if you watch him, he doesn't have the use of his left hand.
Well, poor Morgan. That's awful.
Lisa.
Yeah.
So. And that's the way.
These are great.
Yeah.
That's not good, of course. But,
yeah.
Did you guys hear about the Oscar curse for actresses?
No.
So, best actresses. And this could be a stretch. You really could kind of stretch this out if you wanted to. But supposedly, 42 Best Actress winners immediately after they won were the victim of a cheating, a breakup, or a divorce. And that includes Bette Davis, Faye Dunaway, Sandra Bullock, and Reese Witherspoon.
I knew Sandra Bullock for sure. I mean, she was...
Like, shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, I'm good. Oh, you deserve it.
Everybody else is like, no, I don't want to win it. It's
fine. But you were so good.
Did you hear about the curse of Susan Lucci?
Oh, my God. No. How many decades?
Yes, I don't know.
Made that up.
No, but that was good.
Yeah.
So I got a musical one. If you want to jump over, you know, we kind of know the whole Def Leppard story. But Lynyrd Skynyrd is one of a highly cursed, considered a cursed band because refers to their plane crash that they had, results in death of lead singer Ronnie Van Zant, guitarist Steve Gaines, backup singers Casey Gaines, assistant road manager Dean Kilpatrick, pilot Walter McCree, and co-pilot William Gray. They all died on that. Mm-hmm. So following that, tragedies were the guitarist Alan Cullen was killed in a car crash in 1990. A little bit time after that, the death of drummer Bob Burns in a car accident. Just a sad deal. I mean, they were...
Can't catch a break.
Yeah.
And not very old.
But like, I mean, one of those things... Is it a curse, you know, or was it just coincidence? Bad? They were in a bad place at the wrong time. I think that one, to me, is more like a curse, dying that many people around and dying tragic deaths. Not just like I had a heart attack or anything.
Of course. Right. But it's noteworthy.
Yeah.
So when I looked up...
Curses.
Sorry.
She spelt it in cursive.
It said, what is the most cursed song?
Uh-huh.
And it came up on AI...
Delta Dawn?
No. My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
It says, why? Because it's believed to be cursed. If sung or played, you or people around you may die.
What? Oh, great. So you know what? That's what they played at John's funeral.
I know, which I thought too late. So dumb.
That's terrible.
He would have hated it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. That's all it said. It was just like, what is the most cursed song? My Way, because if you play it, people around you may die. Now, I know that people sing it at karaoke all the time.
Yes.
And I want to die.
There is that. So, but I think that Daryl is probably onto something where AI got confused and it might be the most popular song at funerals.
Maybe.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it also looks like you're already dead. I don't know,
but that's what it said.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
What about James Dean and his cursed Porsche?
Yeah.
This was another one I thought was a little bit of a
That's an interesting one. I hope you get the part.
Okay, well, and you tell me if there's more to add here. But Alec Guinness, who plays Obi-Wan in the original Star Wars movies and stuff, he warned him a week before. He's like, you get in that car again, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that he drove like a crazy person. I don't know. But his passenger lived, but then died in a car accident in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And his accident was 1955, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. It was Cuckoo Pants. The driver who hit them in 1955, this is where it's kind of a stretch because anything could happen.
Right.
He died of cancer in 1995. Could happen to anybody for it.
Yeah.
For sure. I got that James Dean cancer.
I got a spot on my Porsche.
It blew into my lungs after I hit him head on. That's not funny, but yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, did you have something to add to the James Dean thing?
So that car, even though it was demolished, went on auction. The guy that bought the car, the original owner that bought the car, put it on a flatbed, was driving it back. He got killed in an accident with that car on the back of his truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, that car, I think they find, I don't even think it's in a museum or anything. I think that was one of those things they find.
No,
a murder house destroyed.
I read that it became like Herbie the Love Bug and started just driving itself around.
Or Chitty Chitty Bang.
I'll have to look that up, but I think that they said, this car needs to be either put underground or destroyed. Yeah, yeah. Because this is bad. But when he bought that car, this is back when, there's cars now that just blow it away. But back in the day, it was one of the highest performance cars.
Sure.
And money could buy you anything. Mm-hmm. You weren't supposed to have this car on the road. It's for a racetrack, So.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
I got one. I don't know if it's a curse, but I think it still messes with a guy because I seen an interview with him not too long ago. But Kelsey Grammer's sister was murdered right here in Colorado.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. She, Karen Grammer was raped and murdered in Colorado Springs at 18 years old.
My God.
She had just moved to Colorado earlier after graduating high school.
Terrible.
And Kelsey, it says that Kelsey was went to the scene of the crime. He was only 20 years old when he was she was 18. He was 20, but yeah. But I seen something about him, and he said that it's still one of those things. He still thinks of her, talks to her, and everything as if she's still with him.
Yeah. I wonder if he hates to come here. I just couldn't imagine.
Yeah,
losing a sibling so young to
something like so tragic like that. Yeah.
Yuck. This isn't as funny as I thought it would be. No. How are you doing?
I'm done.
Okay, I've got more.
Okay.
While we're on the kind of true crimey thing and on a bummer, these people aren't movie stars, but they became famous for having a tragic family. I know Lisa's very familiar with this story. I'm not sure if you are, Daryl, but Stephen and Carrie Stainer.
Oh, yeah, the Stainer thing. God,
the worst thing to happen to any family in any time, anywhere.
Yeah.
So, and just when you think it's going to be good, it's 80 times more terrible than you could ever imagine.
Right.
So Stephen is famous for My Name is Stephen. He was the little boy that was kidnapped and held under this man's control and sexually abused for years and years and years and raised as his own in another town, didn't see his parents for years. And eventually when he aged out or whatever, became too old to be attractive to this guy, the guy made him go and like lure another kid, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or he was with him when he got another kid.
Right.
And so anyway, that was terrible. And just being a good stand-up, beautiful kid, he was like, okay, I let this happen to myself. I know what's in store for you. We got to get out of here. We're going to escape. And so they escaped. And I think they eventually found a road and got home and they were free.
Well, he went to the police station.
Twice, right?
I don't remember how many times, but when they were like, who are you? And he goes, I know my first name is Steven.
Yes.
Yeah.
And stuff because the guy had renamed him.
Yes.
And he goes, I think you're looking for me.
My last name is Stainer. I can't really remember. And so that's how they refound him.
Because I think he took the little boy and they left and they got lost or something in the woods. And they went back because they didn't want to starve or do whatever. And then I think they escaped again, got found, talked to the police, said all the things. Just a tragedy, but then gets reunited with his family. And he's 15, 16, 17 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
And wonderful, right? But then, you know, this is before automatic victim advocacy and therapy and all this other stuff.
Yeah, they just kind of handed you back to your parents and said...
And it's the 80s and it's like, we're not talking about any of that shit.
Right.
You know, so the parents aren't talking. God bless them. They didn't know any better. And the whole family's trying to evolve. Well, his older brother, Carrie, is just like, well, you know, nobody's ever paid attention to me. You know, it was always the younger brother and then he's gone and then it's all about him. And now that he's back, it's all about him. And he runs off and he becomes he works at a hotel or something in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or a maintenance guy?
I don't know where, but he was in the mountains.
Yes, he was in Yellowstone or Yosemite in California, whichever one's in California. And I'm wearing a Wyoming shirt. I should know this. I think it's Yosemite.
Okay.
Anyway.
Grand Canyon.
Not that far from the family home. Well, he ends up becoming a serial killer. He
kills
three more people. And so the family is as heartbroken, as terrible. And then young Stephen, who, you know, finally found his home and stuff, falls in love, has a kid or two maybe even, and is on a motorcycle and dies in his 20s in a motorcycle accident.
Mm-mm. After all that.
I know. Somebody tell me a joke. I'm bugged out.
When you said that you thought he worked in Yosemite, I thought, oh, he turned into crime. He started stealing picnic baskets.
It was worse than that. Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah.
I don't like this, Stephen. I want you picking up a basket.
I hope that those people are now resting peacefully somewhere. Yeah.
Found some healing.
Yeah.
But we can't go on without acknowledging one of the biggest ones that probably affected our, didn't really affect our lives, but was close to our lives, isn't it? What about the Facts of Life people?
Tell us. Do tell.
Yes. I mean, Different Strokes people.
Same time frame.
Yeah. Same. They
I was like, no, Tootie, no. I used to do nails.
Well, they went all to have this store that, you know, skin.
Okay,
no,
Facts
come on.
Of Life.
The different strokes, you know.
And none of them died of a stroke, but that's a different story anyway. But, you know, it all started out with Dana Plato.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, she had a bad life of drugs, prostitution, I believe, and theft.
And the worst of all, she worked in retail.
Well, at a merry-go-round, what was it?
I know we actually saw her. She was in Las Vegas. She worked at like a merry-go-round or something, and we have a picture with her. If I can, I don't think I can find
Red Seal or something.
But yeah, it was funny.
But and she had, you know,
she worked in that video game.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh yeah, too. She was in that video game. Uh-huh. But you know, she struggled with mental health as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably what nobody diagnosed it back then, right. You know, and that probably was part of her problem all growing up, even, you know, stuff. But they was like, oh, you know, she's just whacked as it is.
They all had that child actor syndrome. You
yeah.
know, where, you know, again,
growing
you
know, up too soon and uh-huh. medicated, probably. You have well, to stay up to work 18 hours a day.
Their parents are stealing their money or right. not, they didn't have good a lot.
Yeah.
Years,
nobody's protecting them.
Yeah.
Well, and then it says, you know, the day before she died, she was on a Howard Stern show,
uh-huh.
and I guess he just chewed her up, ridiculed her terribly bad, and everything. And you know, she ended up died of drug overdose
yeah.
in a motorhome.
Yeah. So.
Shortly thereafter, if not the next
yeah,
day. Right?
Yeah, the next day. Yeah. So, and then with Todd Bridges, it says he was sexually abused as a child actor while the show's main star Gary Coleman saw his earnings squandered away by his parents. Mm-hmm. And in the end, that poor guy, he had a bad death because they don't know. They said his wife said that he went downstairs to make some breakfast or something, and she heard a thud and went downstairs, and here he was laying. But we watched a thing on it, kind of how he was laying and this and that. He would have had to have been like pushed down hard or hit with something.
Yeah,
even.
They think that maybe she had something to do.
Really? With something. Yeah. But she's still saying she didn't have anything to do with it. Yeah. But yeah, that's, you know.
What happened to Mr. Drummond?
Mr. Drummond lived a long, prosperous life.
He married Mrs. Garrett.
Well, she was on both shows, right?
She was. Yeah, she was.
He didn't really marry Mrs. Garrett.
No, but
they should have. That would have been a good spinoff.
Happily ever after.
Yeah.
The facts of strokes.
You take the good, you take the...
Okay, Lisa, you're out?
I'm out.
Okay, Passion of the Christ, also not as funny as it sounds.
No. Wow.
So Jim Caviezel was playing, or Caviezel?
Caviezel.
He played the old Christ and suffered many maladies and injuries on set, including being struck by lightning.
Oh, shit.
And the assistant director was struck minutes later. So, you know what the Passion of the Christ is, right? Mm-hmm. It's when, you know, the cross and everybody's being mean to you and putting the rose in there.
He's
got enough problems. It's not cool. And then he's like,
that was
really?
The Mel Gibson one, right?
I think that, yeah, he directed that, I'm pretty sure. I've heard it's very violent and bloody, like the actual thing.
Well,
I think they were trying to.
You know what attracts lightning? The... Metal.
And
like the nails in the hands?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps. But he went through it, I guess, with that filming. Daryl, maybe Lisa too, because I know that you were very affected by this for a while, and I think Brandy was too. Who wants to talk about Bruce and Brandon Lee?
I
did have that on my list. I forgot about it.
I didn't do the whole story. So what happened?
Was it
a shooting or accident on set with both?
No, Bruce Lee died first.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but it was before his breakout role, which was Enter the Dragon.
Right.
That would have been like he got more famous after he died than he was before.
Just
and
like
I don't
Brandon.
Remember. Yeah. Well, there's that too. And stuff. And then Brandon Lee's first big role was The Crow, which is now a cult classic. I actually have one of the sayings tattooed on my arm. And it was kind of like the same thing with that movie Rust, there was a live gun on the set with the real bullet in it. And he accidentally shot himself or he was playing with the gun. Was that it? Or he got
with Brandon?
Shot.
No, it was the same scenario, though. He got shot.
He got shot because there was just a live bullet.
But whoever the handler of the gun was didn't happen to have. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And stuff. But did you look up how?
Yeah. It says here that Bruce Lee died under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah.
But they believe that some gangsters had something to do with it. They wanted him dead.
Huh.
So.
And Bruce Lee was Brandon Lee's father.
Yeah. And he died July 20th, 1973.
Wow. I think he was very young, too, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I think that Brandon was really small. Mm-hmm. So I was going to... Rust was the Alec Baldwin movie, right?
Yes.
So I just listened to a podcast about that, and it just sounded like negligence all the way around.
Absolutely.
Not curse so much as just, you know, inexperience. And I learned that the person that handles all the guns and stuff is called an armorer.
Uh-huh.
You know, so of course they need to have their bullets in one place and make sure they give you a cold gun and all the things. And
they shouldn't have any live
rounds. I was going to say, they shouldn't have any live.
There was
whatsoever.
No reason for it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so poor Alec Baldwin, that had to be just horrifying. But in any case, so
well, that's the same thing
covered it.
With Brandon Lee. there was more, there was other bullets, but there was one live round. There was blanks in all the other chambers, but one live round. So that to me is like, eek. So
I actually listened to the same podcast you did, and they said that the hand, the armorist on the,
set.
The set was obviously she was the one who was the most negligent, but she didn't really know what she was doing. The only reason she got the job was because she was cheap. Well, she wasn't cheap, but she was
inexpensive. Yeah.
Her dad and her.
Yes.
The reason why she was the armorist because her dad like had a lot of guns. Like she had never even done this before.
No real qualification.
Yeah. Oh. And so
she was their third choice.
Yeah. And she had a bunch of the live rounds like in her bag or something, and she was like, oh, this looks like it might be good, and it, and you're not only is she supposed to check it, but then like two people after that is supposed to check it,
and they admitted they neglected it. They're like, we assume that she knew what she was doing,
right? And that's not how it works. You have to, it's, there's, it really did, that podcast was on True Crime Obsessed, if you were wondering.
Yeah,
but it was really interesting. It was an interesting podcast only because I didn't know there were so many steps that
to ensure the safety.
Yeah, well, and also, like, who does what? Like, the assistant director is the third in line to check the guns. Like, who knew that?
Yes.
You know, or whatever and stuff. I mean, I'm making this up. I don't remember. I think I'm close to it, though.
I don't know, but I...
And two people got shot, right? The director who lived.
Yeah,
and
then, it was one bullet.
Right.
But it went through one person, and then into the director. Mm. So.
It's like the art director.
And she died.
So you said, I think that's where that song came from. Daddy's got some guns.
No, that wasn't it.
Okay, because, you know, he had guns.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was a good podcast because I had no interest in it.
Me either. And I was like, listen to this.
I'm just in the car.
I'm driving here.
And it was fascinating.
It really was.
Okay. Actors that played Superman.
Oh, yeah. Both the Reeves guys.
Yeah, were... George Reeve, the original black and white Superman, died a very mysterious death.
Oh.
Christopher Reeve, of course, got in the terrible horse accident and had an untimely death.
Yeah.
This I did not know. I don't know what the space name is for Superman. Ika Lakshmishbu off of Kryptonite or Krypton or whatever.
Uh-huh.
There was an infant that played baby Superman. Like, it's so dumb. Baby Superman.
Ishmashmushmush.
Yes.
Baby S.
On the set.
The baby died on the set?
Baby Superman's dead. I'll do some more research, but that's how I took it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. He actually was a super child.
Super baby.
So, yes. Not funny, but Superman cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Oh, wow. We got a lot, you guys.
I've got more.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you guys heard of the movie Camp Nowhere?
I have. I can't remember why.
I can't either. But this showed up on the list.
Okay.
So two of the actors in it, Andrew Keegan and Allison Mack, and she got famous for something else. She was in Smallville, maybe. Anyway, they both started cults.
Oh.
And Allison Mack is, I think, still doing time for Nexium stuff.
Oh.
And the cult that he started, I think they were selling kombucha illegally or something, started a church or something silly.
I think it was Dubai chocolate.
Maybe so. I haven't tried that yet.
I want to.
Let's do it.
So bad.
Where do we find it?
I don't know.
I can't afford to go to Dubai.
Okay.
One more, because you guys covered most of my other
things. Okay.
Three more. Britney Spears. Is that a curse or just really bad?
No, she's just crazy.
Well, I mean, bad parenting, too.
Yeah. But look, her sister isn't as bad.
I know.
I feel bad for her, but I don't think she's cursed.
Okay, Paul Walker. Died in 2013.
Yeah.
He was only 40 years old.
Yeah.
He was a passenger in a car crash.
Yeah.
And he's a Fast and Furious guy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he died doing what he loved.
That was the James Dean curse.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They died in a bad car accident.
Last one. Uh-huh. You guys know more about this than I do. I didn't research it at all, but I knew that there's some shady going on here. Brittany Murphy?
That's a P. Diddy thing.
It's reopened.
Is that
a
curse or is it more like a conspiracy?
I think it's a conspiracy.
Okay, then we'll cover it on that show.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
Definitely.
Let's just do a whole P. Diddy show.
That was curses.
Curses in the meat.
Curse.
Meat. Musical entertainment and treat.
Alrighty, guys, we'll be right back.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Alright, guys, we are back, and we're ready for the wow. And like I said, hopefully you like the wow song.
It's time for the wow.
Yes.
That's wicked.
It's right
good.
About now. I'm going to have Cher do the next one for us. Is that okay?
If I can turn back. Wow.
But alrighty, guys. I'm not in a worry. Who would like to go first? Who's feeling ready to step
I feel
up?
Good.
Okay, you
I feel
step
good.
Up first. Sounds good.
I have not gone to a show in a long time. My thing is music this week, let alone a festival. I don't want to spend 3 days around a bunch of dirt
festival.
People. We just saw the cursed music festivals, Fire Festival and Woodstock 99. They all look terrible.
Yes.
But these sound really fun. So I'm doing the top five music festivals based on what I know and what I would like to go to or what I hadn't even heard of before. Anyway, do you got name a music festival?
Coachella.
Yep, you got it. Okay, that's in the top five. It was started in 1999. It's in Indio, California, in the Coach Valley. But I didn't know it was music and arts. It's a whole festival like Lollapalooza was, with all these different stages that aren't just music.
Okay.
So that's cool. Of course, Lollapalooza is on there. I've never been to one. Mm-mm. I've heard that it was amazing. The one I want to go to the most that I've never been to is Jazz Fest. It's 2 weekends in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
hundreds
yeah.
of bands.
Well, we were, that last time we were in New Orleans, wasn't there, there was a fest going on, but it wasn't
French
that.
French Quarter Festival.
French
it was
Quarter
right
Fest.
Before
yeah.
the actual
big one.
Jazz
yeah,
Fest.
So that
yeah.
was fun, too. We got to hear all kinds of good jazz walking
yes.
around.
But check this out. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. This would be wonderful. Joshua Tree Music Festival. So it's been going on since 2003. It's in the Mojave Desert. You guys know what Joshua Tree is, mm-hmm. right? All the crazy shapes.
Yeah.
There's live global music. So there's multiple genres, art and workshops. There's stuff for kids. So I think that would be cool. And then the last one, and this is on my bucket list anyway to get down here, that's called the Milo Fest. M-I-L-E-O. Like, it's Irish, like, O Fest. But it's in Key West.
Oh.
And Key West is awesome, right? Uh-huh. So 5 days, it's like Americana music, folk music. There's pool parties. There's cruises. Mm. There's fishing. Mm-hmm. Artist meet and greets.
Oh.
So next time we get a boatload of money, let's go to Milo Fest.
All right.
Sounds good. I'd rather. You know, I don't want to go to one that I'm uncomfortable. Like Coachella, I think would be amazing because I've seen some of the videos of some of the artists. Like the Go-Go's were at this one.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like,
they haven't played together in years. Right.
And stuff. And that's so cool. But I don't want to spend the night. I don't want to be in mud.
Right.
I want to be rich in a hotel. I want to actually perform.
Then
I can see the stuff.
Yes.
And I can also be very comfy.
We will rent a cabana in Key West.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
Be cozy as a Dickens. You can fly home every night.
Lovely. Okay.
Nice.
Do you want me to go
next? No, go ahead.
Okay. So mine this week is animals. And here, let me clear my throat because you guys get drum roll, please. Pet raccoon found with a meth pipe in its mouth in a woman's car.
That's meth.
Again? Did we do this already?
No.
Oh, it was like, oh, shit.
Those damn raccoons, you know.
Okay, here's a brief synopsis of the whole thing. Bullet point one. A woman's pet raccoon was caught having a meth pipe in their mouth. Bullet point two. The woman, 55-year-old Victoria Vidal, has since been arrested over an unrelated warrant and drug possession. What a surprise.
Too old for meth.
Three. Police are investigating whether Vidal has the paperwork necessary to own legally the raccoon as her pet. What we know for sure,
she seems like the type of person that would live by the rules.
Yeah,
so
right.
Everything's got to be the open up.
Here's what we know. Police in Oregon pulled over a woman in the Springfield Township area on May 5th around 7:15 after noticing the car was linked to an alleged warrant and the driver's license was allegedly suspended. When the officer with Springfield Township PD realized 55-year-old Victoria Vidal's alleged warrants was active, they ended up detaining her. As the police officer returned to Vidal's car, they noticed the raccoon named Chewy with the drug paraphernalia.
Chewy.
Springfield Township PD said in a social media post that Chewy had gotten a hold of the glass
pipe.
Sorry, yeah. I have a glass meth pipe. And I can't read the, had gotten a hold of the glass meth pipe. Yeah. After searching Chewy and Vidal's car,
Chewy, what else you got on you, buddy?
He's like, stop my car. Springfield Township PD said officers end up finding a bulk amount of methamphetamines, crack cocaine, and three used glass meth pipes.
Oh, she recycles. Well, good for her.
Vital ended up facing charges related to drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, and was cited for driving under a suspended license. What we don't know is Springfield PD said it is investigating whether Vital had filed the proper paperwork in the past to legally own Chewy as her pet. Police added in their post that the raccoon was never harmed in the bizarre encounter. So it apparently was not really smoking or whatever. It was
that's what he said. He didn't. He never inhaled.
Just possession.
Yeah. So yeah. If you'd like, I'm going to put this on. It's from Fox 11 Los Angeles. There's a picture of Chewy with the pipe and the woman who is the supposed owner.
Is social services going to come in and somebody else who's really fun can take that record?
I think that also,
I think I recognize Victoria Vital from the porn industry. That well, name.
Yeah, Victoria Vital. But why is Chewy wearing a mask if he isn't guilty? Is what I'd like to know.
That is pretty suspicious. That's a little spish.
Come on, dude, show your face.
Oh, yeah, that
looks
is
like
so
the
true.
Hamburglar getting real high.
And that is the animal wow.
That's a great one.
Oh, gosh, that's good. Well, shoo, after all that, I got to come up with something. But in Chicago, a suspect who allegedly robbed a Domino's delivery man accidentally shot himself in the finger while eating a stolen piece of pizza.
Can you shoot yourself in the finger, or do you shoot your finger off?
I don't know. What do you?
Seems like it would be pretty gone.
Yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it says here, police said Armando Cullen, 19, and Dion Reese, 16, ordered two pizzas at the 3500 block of West Dixon Avenue on January 14th. Uh-huh. Well, that's pizza day.
It's pizza
so
day.
Anyway, according to the assistant state attorney, Sarah Carr, when the delivery man arrived, the food to Reese and threatened him with a gun. Both Colony and Reese rifled through the man's pockets to get money. They found $40 to $50 and the food and fled the scene. Okay, come on. Oh. Officer said Colin was eating a stolen piece of pizza when he accidentally shot himself while handling the handgun used during the robbery.
He shouldn't have ate with the same pistol in.
So what is he doing?
I think he's like this. He has the pistol in his hand with probably pistola. And he's like,
oh my God.
He's like, I need a bathroom.
Yeah,
and
that,
then
like,
shot himself.
Yeah, he probably
you have
went,
to see
oh,
the
this,
reenactment.
It was delicious. Oh, yeah.
Dude,
but,
there's
I mean,
so many things wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
Stay stupid.
Guys.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to salute our pizza delivery friends. If you're delivering pizza, you're risking life and limb. It smells delicious all the time. Somebody holds you up for your money, or they think you're a stripper. Uh-huh. I mean, to the pizza delivery guy, we salute
you. I say all delivery people. Shelly's been doing some Uber Eats
That's
here
right.
and there.
That's right.
And she says that hungry people are dicks.
They're really, they want
Moody.
To be faster.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get lost.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't eat my hands. Here's the bag.
What you ought to do is hire Chewy. Hire Chewy. I think he's a good, he can read direction stuff while he's head. Take a left. She'll take a left.
Chewy is my navigator.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that that would be probably a hard job for me to do Uber Eats because I am one of those fry stealers.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
like, how many can I eat before they notice that
it's
some of their
stapled
fries
up
are gone?
Pretty good.
The
packaging is usually pretty.
Yeah, they.
All right.
Because they know that you're coming.
Oh. They're like, McDonald's is like, Lisa's picking up this one.
Well, I see something about that. You can see the tip before you deliver. Sometimes,
that,
or not all the
time.
That times.
Is not the case with Uber Eats, but I'm still learning. A bunch of
okay, because I seen a video of this gal. It was her Ring doorbell, and the gal walks up, and she hands her the bag and her drink, and the gal goes, here, I wanted to give you a couple extra bucks. And she goes, no, I've seen your past tipping. It's okay.
Oh, interesting. We can, as drivers of people, see people's ratings, because you rate the driver, and we rate you too.
How's your rate?
I'm a 5-0.
All right.
It's been 8 days.
All right. How many people have you driven? Drove
about 12.
Driven?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you offer water?
No.
Gum?
And they're trying to take that away as an option.
Oh.
But you know what's kind of cool, safety-wise? Sorry, going on a little thing.
Uh-huh.
I had a girl today who's a writer. I had a girl today. That's new. But anyway, her name was Michelle. And she has, there's a setting on the Uber app that you can request only lady drivers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Also, I had two passengers, but that were both women, that they had a PIN. So let's say anybody could jump in my car and I'd be like, all right, I figured whatever.
Yeah.
You know, are you Bill? Uh-huh. And they're like, yeah, I'm Bill. But if they, but you can have a PIN. So if they, it won't let you drive away without the PIN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so many security measures.
Well, no, that's really smart. It's getting
that
better.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something, and then I lost
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sorry about the tangent.
No, that's okay. I was something about, because I wanted to ask about Uber. But, oh, can you request for the, your Uber driver not to talk to you?
There used to be a do not disturb thing.
Okay.
And you may still be able to do that in Uber Black, which is kind of like the fancier car thing. Uh-huh. And I just drive Uber X.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
ooh,
fancy. that's their fancy way of saying plane.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, I think you can have that option in the fancier.
Because I don't like to talk to people, so.
Yeah, I let them go with the flow, and I did learn things like you're not supposed to ask them, hey, is this where you work, or is this your house, or whatever. You know, they don't really tell you that shit.
No, what's your destination?
True. Yeah, so I did my first airport ride a couple of days ago, and and yeah, he didn't talk the whole time, and that was fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome.
He didn't stop by. You're right here.
I tried to get a ride home, and I screwed it up. He canceled me.
Oh,
yeah, because I couldn't find the right level. I was sympathizing with Daryl.
Oh,
that airport will fuck you up.
Well, I found the regular passenger pickup, but I couldn't find the Uber because it was under a commercial thing.
Okay.
Oh, and he kept messaging me and being so nice. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's my first time. I'm trying to find you. But you know that every time you miss it, it's another set of turn around.
Big Ben Parliament, so finally, you're back at it again.
He'd been on God knows how long his flight was, and he's like, I'm not sick of this.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, sorry, Shelley.
But my next one, I'm gonna nail it.
Good job.
Nice.
Thanks. I want to thank you again, everybody who came to listen or brought it to your car or whatever. You're walking around the lake. Thanks for taking your time
to listen
to
us.
That's right. Thanks for holding us
in
your
heart. If you need an Uber, just call Shelley directly so she doesn't have to pay the company.
Ooh,
and
we'll do
she'll
that.
Come, yeah,
breaking
sure, she'll
the
come
law,
pick you up.
Breaking the law.
Yeah.
And
I won't be insured, but we'll be safe.
You know, it's fine. Yeah. And that's it.
Come to our garage sale. It's going to be so fun.
And join Patreon if you want to
play the game.
Play the game. $20 level. Up yourself to the $20 level.
Yeah.
And next show, we'll be telling you exactly when that date's going to be.
Yeah. So many fun things coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us. We enjoy your company.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not really here, but kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get to enjoy the fruits later when everybody's talking about it.
Right.
You guys will be a buzz about this one. Mm-hmm. Tell us your favorite cursed situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and then stay witchy, my friend.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season of